Hey Daniel, have you heard about this new opportunity with hybrid air vehicles?
Yeah, I saw the announcement from the NWAA about their Crowdcube pitch going live.
So they're inviting people to invest in what they call the future of flight, right?
Exactly, and it's pretty exciting to see this kind of innovation coming out of the Northwest.
I see, let me check the details. Okay, they've already achieved quite a bit, haven't they?
They've completed test flights of a full-scale prototype and started the certification process with the UK CAA.
Wow, that is so cool. And they've got a production site secured in South Yorkshire now.
Right, and with £140 million invested so far, they're clearly gaining some serious momentum.
I wonder what the next steps are after this funding round.
The plan is to unlock market demand and push forward with regional aircraft sales.
And also develop the customer base for their larger aircraft models.
Exactly, so this seems like a strategic move to build their presence in the market.
It's fascinating how they're promoting greener, quieter, and more efficient flight technologies.
Definitely, and considering the current focus on sustainability in aviation, this could be timely.
I do need to remind listeners, though, this is a high-risk investment.
Right, they should be prepared to lose all the money they invest.
So if you're interested in supporting this innovative project, you can check out the Crowdcube pitch.
And remember to take a few minutes to review the risk warning information first.
Thanks for joining me today, Daniel. It's been an interesting discussion about HAV's latest move.
My pleasure, Emma. I think it's great to see our aerospace cluster driving such innovative projects.
Until next time, keep up with the latest from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.
We'll be back with more industry insights and member updates soon.